This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. Drones have gotten international notoriety because of their ability to take out bad guys and, at times, bystanders. Sometimes they're described as killing machines. But drones can also save lives. Two University of North Texas professors have developed a drone for emergencies. It's capable of providing Wi-Fi to storm-ravaged areas where telephone access is out. Hovering 20 feet in the air is something that sounds like a beehive and looks like a spider. But this 5-pound drone is nothing to fear. In fact, it could be a lifesaver.
The first 1 minute, the first half hour, the first 1 hour is critical to save lives.
Shen-Li Fu, along with UNT professor Yan Wan, created this drone to deliver Wi-Fi to victims at disaster sites, like earthquakes or tornadoes, where communication systems have been knocked out.
We can dispatch the drones maybe just in 20 minutes, and then send Wi-Fi internet access such that people can transmit their real-time information back to the rescue team, and the rescue team can send the information and say, we're here, just hold on a second.
Most Wi-Fi networks transmit a signal that spans only 100 meters, about the length of a football field. This drone can send Wi-Fi up to 3,000 meters. That ability comes from two directional antennas that focus all the energy in one direction. See, the flying drone has to always have its antenna, which looks sort of like a remote control, facing a control center in a safe place. That can be challenging if storm winds are jostling the drone around. So Wan created an antenna that rotates to always align with the control center.
So even if the drone is turning, for example, when there's strong wind, right? But you will see the direction is not going to be affected.
This six-legged creation is part of a larger White House Presidential Innovation Fellows project to create smart emergency response systems. See, when disasters strike, there's an enormous cost. In the U.S., a year of fire damage amounts to more than $300 billion. Katrina cost $1 trillion in direct and indirect damage. So the White House has brought together researchers from universities like UNT, MIT, and companies like National Instruments and Boeing to brainstorm. Andy Chang with National Instruments says, at first, the ideas were a bit outlandish.
One of the researchers actually specialized in cockroaches, if you would believe it. So he had talked about, you know, hey, it might be possible for us to deploy hundreds of cockroaches in a disaster situation to help identify the condition for all the subjects they're in.
Cockroaches were eventually beat out by man's best friend and robotic systems like drones and unmanned vehicles. National Instruments is working with the University of Washington to incorporate a vehicle it programmed to help the city of Seattle respond to emergencies, like the mudslide that killed more than 40 people in March.
We were very excited to be able to kind of work with those guys and understand the requirements and figuring out, okay, are these things really just science fictions, or can we actually improve some of the elements that would really help the firefighter and the search and rescue team in the real life scenario?
It's still early for these projects, and battery life is a big concern. Right now, the battery for that 5-pound flyer lasts just 20 minutes or so, which means UNT researchers Wan and Fu may have to design a lighter vehicle. Beyond technical obstacles, there's regulatory hurdles. The Federal Aviation Administration has put stricter rules on commercial use of drones, which is why Fu is working with emergency agencies and the military.
With this, their help, we can measure the designs, and then we can show FAA it's safe, it's low cost, it's very valuable for even civilian usage.
The collaboration among universities, corporations, and the government is just getting started. The technologies probably won't be ready for the next disaster, but you might want to get comfortable hearing this sound. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.